Welcome to Bold in Business, where strategy meets personal development and emotional mastery. I'm your host, Claudia Manjak, a multi-passionate entrepreneur, qualified coach, a mom, and an advocate for breaking the rules and doing things your way. Each week, we'll dive into unfiltered conversations on the topics that matter most to female entrepreneurs, including mindset, leadership, marketing, and more. If you're ready for inspiration, insights, and actionable takeaways for your life and business your way, let's get started. Hello, friend, and welcome to a new episode. First of all, it's so funny to me to be saying this again because I literally recorded about 7 minutes of this episode earlier, and then my iPhone microphone tried to come in, so then I had to basically stop recording because it interrupted it. And you probably know this by now, but I don't edit these episodes. I just kind of go with the flow. I always imagine that you and I are sitting down, are having a coffee, and we're just chatting about stuff. Obviously, you're a very silent friend having a coffee, but you get what I mean. So yeah, I didn't want to edit the episode, so here I am talking to you again. And it's actually quite cool that this happened, actually, because after that happened, I grabbed my phone, as you do, and I opened my Instagram, as you do, and I saw this post from The Daily Stoic, and it was talking about how he, basically, the quote was, sorry, this is completely unrelated to the episode, but I thought it was so cool, interesting, because it brought up some ideas. The quote was something like, so it's Daily Stoic, very good account. It's a Ryan Holiday who runs it, the guy that, you know, is all about stoicism, which is a huge, it's a philosophy that I really believe in. Oh, here's me just going on a complete tangent. But anyway, the quote was something like, I'm not saying that a walk can solve every single one of your problems, but there are very few problems in this world that will be made worse by a walk. And basically, it was just talking about how so much in our mind can be activated when we move our body and we can find the most stillness in motion. And it was just, I don't know why that hit me a lot when I was reading that thing, that it was actually real, because it made me think about a topic that I'm about to talk to you about in a minute. And it just made me realize how much I've changed. And this episode is not here for you to, it's not about me. I'm not being narcissistic here, but I know that I'm not the only one that feels the way I used to feel. And I know I'm not the only one who wanted what I have now and wanted the changes that I now have. And reading that reel and made me think a lot about how sometimes we just need to simplify things, and you know how important, you know, taking care of ourselves is, and all the simple things that we often tend to ignore, and we always like want the big stuff when really it's the small things that make the biggest difference in our day-to-day life. And this episode is actually very much like that, where no, we're not talking about how to get an extra 10k this month, and we're not talking about like growing this massive audience or about making sales. We can talk about all the time. That is literally what all my programs are about. That's what my coaching is about. That's what, you know, a lot of other episodes are about. But today I want to talk to you about a massive change that I've made in my business in the past year or so that has literally changed not just my business but my actual life. If you've been around for a little bit now, you will know that I talk about having a life first business. And it's something that came through me at one point randomly, maybe about 4 months ago. No, maybe even less now, 3 months ago. And it's something that I've been ruminating on what does that mean? Like, do I have my own way of helping people with life first business? Is it like a methodology? Is it a way of living? Like, what is it? And when I was reflecting on what has really changed for me, the biggest thing that came out is the fact that I have stopped allowing drama into my business. This is the thing that has been the biggest catalyst for change in my freaking business. You will not believe it. What this means is that I genuinely started prioritizing my inner peace, which has then helped with everything else in the business. And this is not something that is as simple as it may sound, because as human beings, especially as entrepreneurs, especially as women with stuff that has happened to us in our life, especially as women who have big ambitions, especially as women who were conditioned to believe that we are as good as our results, that we always have to push more, that the more we do, the better we are, that things have to be hard for us to feel accomplished. That is literally the opposite of you know, feeling at peace. It's literally the definition of drama. So it's very, very natural that you're probably also someone, the way in which I was as well, that feels guilty when you are trying to take things easy, that associates your frantic energy or your busyness with achieving something, with progress. Maybe you probably feel guilty when you're taking it easy, but in reality, I want you to think of the 80-20 rule. The fact that there's actually the Pareto's law, 80% of outcomes come from 20% of input. That is it. Like, if you're not in any way, you want to look at like psychology and emotions and mindset and energy, think about this. This is literally your logical answer. If you think about stuff like, and again, I'm not going to quote your numbers, I don't know them, but Warren Buffett literally said to himself that I believe, I might be wrong, that he made 95% of his wealth through 5% of the decisions that he made. And this is how it works for everyone. So that means that if you were to take this example, that means that 95% of Warren Buffett's decisions were actually completely useless because they did not give him the outcome that he wanted. It was only the 5% that gave him that. And this is basically the whole thing around drama is the basis of how my business has changed. And honestly, my life is changing as we speak. Because genuinely, if I look back at the person that I was 2 years ago and at the coach that I was, the mentor that I was, the educator that I was a different person. And even say last year, I created some of my signature programs last year. And right now, obviously not in this very moment, because we are literally moving to another country in less than 3 weeks, which is insane. And so much is up in the air, including the fact that we actually don't have a house. We're buying a house, but our offer, we haven't heard anything back. I don't think it's going to be accepted. We're in negotiation, basically. And basically, we're going to be staying with family for the foreseeable future. So we're probably going to be staying with my father-in-law for months and months and months. But that's absolutely fine. My point is, it's not happening this very moment. But as we speak right now, I am planning a revamp of my signature offers. Because the person that I was, even the beginning of last year, is quite different than I am the person that I am now. And that is not to say that the essence is not the same, but the level of depth has really changed. Because once I stopped allowing drama into my business, I started having a massive, incredibly massive change and shift in perspective. Okay? Because when I started prioritizing my inner peace and started looking at things differently, everything shifted. I started feeling more relaxed in my business. And that is the thing that is truly going to allow you to move into a life-first business, okay? And specifically, things such as associating yourself with the business. So for example, if something doesn't go well in the business, well, clearly you're doing something wrong, right? Absolutely not. Of course not. Or, you know, in my case, I stopped thinking that things had to happen now. I think there was a level of, I don't even know what to call it, like impatience, anxiety, need for validation, that if something didn't happen in that moment, it was never going to happen. I needed the proof that it was going to happen. Again, these were never conscious beliefs or thoughts that I ever had. But now that I look back at my energy, which goes beyond, you know, like all the strategies and all the actions, that's what was lying underneath that was stopping me from being able to be fully relaxed into my business. So instead, now I started really knowing on a, again, energetical level that I'll be successful no matter what. That if this person says no, you know, to one of my offers, and again, I wouldn't even know because it's not like I'm pitching to anyone, but if someone says no, the next person is going to say yes. And even if, you know, this person says no, it doesn't matter. There are many more people that I'm going to serve. Or I knew that, you know, it doesn't matter how this post does. Like, I don't even necessarily need to check because I'm still going to post. I'm just on my own journey. Like, I stopped allowing all these little daily dramas to come in and basically, like, fuck with how I'm feeling and really change, you know, my mood and change my perspective on things. Or for example, if I love an offer and I put it out there and no one buys it, does that mean that it's a bad offer? Absolutely not. Do you see what I mean? This is the kind of energy that I see a lot in clients, in women that again have been conditioned that that is the way to do business. And for me, this is closely related with tapping deeper into the work that I now realize I hadn't allowed myself to bring into my business. And that is the mindset work. Because If you know me, you know that I love strategy. I love, you know, getting deep on this. I love just being really like smart about it, like really simplifying and streamlining and finding like cool and creative ways to do marketing, to do sales, to create, you know, offers that stand out, like all of this stuff, like launching. Oh my God, I love launching. I really, really do. I haven't been doing it as much for myself, but with my clients, oh my, it's one of my favorite topics ever. But on top of all of that, if we don't have the mindset, if we don't have the energetics work, if we don't have the emotional intelligence to actually be able to hold the level of success that we're looking for, we are not either not going to be able to reach it, or it's not going to stay with us. This is why there are so many women who are able to get to a certain level of income and never go past it. Because energetically, they have an income cap. They are simply only available for that amount of money. And again, I'm never going to tell you that I'm an expert at this. Absolutely not. I'm still very much on my own learning journey. But I want to share, that's the whole reason why I have this podcast. I want to share with you my own journey of what's happening right now. I don't want to sit here and tell you, well, this thing happened 3 years ago. No, I'm telling you because this has been happening for the past year and is still happening. And to give you a bit of context, you know by now that a lot of my life has changed since becoming a mom. My daughter is 17 months old. She just turned 17 months. And I will be honest, during pregnancy, I didn't change much. I was pretty lucky to have a good pregnancy, apart from having a couple of scares with her health, which turned out luckily to be okay. She had to be in the NICU and so on, but she's perfect. She's gorgeous, my gorgeous baby. But apart from that, I had a good pregnancy. So that meant that I actually worked until literally maybe 2 weeks before giving birth, maybe even earlier. I'm pretty sure I was literally filming stories about 6 days before giving birth, because I was okay. I was lifting weights in the gym until 6 months pregnant. So all was good. So what happened when I gave birth is that I just had a shock to a different kind of reality. As someone who has literally never held a baby, I held a baby in maybe 2019 for 2 minutes. That was it, literally. It was my cousin's baby, who's not a baby anymore. And that was it. I had no experience. So that change in my life has really brought out so much, you know, first of all, so much trauma. That's not a conversation for another time around, you know, how motherhood has, you know, brought out so much for me, has brought out a lot of trauma, and also has brought a lot of feminine energy. And me realizing the fact that I had only been allowing myself to approach business with such a masculine energy because I felt that the only way to do it was like that. And don't get me wrong, back then I still, you know, even when I was pregnant and before, I wasn't working full-time hours. I wasn't like grinding and hustling and doing crazy stuff. But I think in my head, I was still thinking about work in this very masculine, this is how it's done, you know, very structured way. But instead now, I feel just so light around my business because I cannot think of another way to put it, but I just don't allow drama. I just basically stop thinking super short term, and I just stop being so attached to an outcome because I just don't believe that that's the way in which a business is ever going to grow. Because if you don't have the self-belief, if you don't have the trust that things are going to go the right way for you, how can you, as an entrepreneur, go out there and instill confidence in others that you are the right person for them? So I just started realizing that I need to allow myself to just freaking be, that no matter what this launch like outcome is, like I'll be okay. I really started allowing myself to trust myself fully. And whenever I see any kind of, you know, mental drama that comes up or actual drama in my business, I just deal with it in a much more calm way because I'm realizing more and more the frantic energy is something that unfortunately for me has been quite natural a good chunk of my life, but it's something that I'm really working on by truly prioritizing my inner peace in my business, you know? And another big thing is that I allowed myself to change my mind. This is something that has caused me a lot of drama in the past. The fact that I would confidently go and say, ooh, da-da-da, this thing. And then 3 days later, 3 weeks later, 3 months later, I'll be like, oh shit, like, I'm not sure if I still want to do this, or I'm not sure if I agree with this anymore, or oh my God, like I started thinking like, what is this person gonna think? Because I used to say this, I used to do this. I now allow myself to change my mind. And with that, I allow myself to have moments like right now where I'm oversharing. I'm really oversharing. A lot of people would not be as open about what's going on the way I am right now. And I'm also allowing myself to sometimes just pull back. And again, that is basically what I've been doing recently. And at the moment, my life is about to change massively in the next few weeks. And I'll tell you now that I'm in a season of change. So if you're with me right now, just know that you're getting the best, most raw, most committed version of myself, who is also going to be sharing a lot about change. And don't expect that, a year from now, 6 months from now, you're still going to find me, with the same programs necessarily, selling the same thing over and over again, having the same kind of content, or, having the same message exactly. I want you to realize that, and this is actually hopefully a good lesson for you to realize also, that it's okay for you to change your mind. Like, I might be a slightly different version of me next time you and I talk. Because that's just how life is. Sometimes you realize things and you move on. And for me, another thing recently has been that I have allowed myself to pull back without judgment. Something that I've never ever done before. And when I say pull back, is the fact that in the past, when something was going on in my life, like at the moment, this moving countries, buying a house, all of the things that are happening. And again, if you're part of my inner circle, you know what I'm talking about, has really meant a lot for me emotionally and has brought up a lot of ideas in terms of business and things like that. But I don't always feel the need to share because I know that things are going to come through in the right time. But there are moments when I feel like oversharing. Do you see what I mean? What I'm trying to say here that is the fact that I am allowing myself duality. I am allowing myself to change my mind. For example, perfect example, Badass Sales Academy, my signature program. By the way, the name is changing at the end of this year. You heard it here first, never shared it with anyone apart from one of my best friends. That's it. So the name is changing at the end of the year. That's a perfect example. I was going to make it evergreen from what is now? Yeah, so from October, it was going to go evergreen. But last minute, I was like, you know what? I don't want to do that. I don't feel like it. I don't want to end this year with an evergreen program. I want to make it a launch. And by the way, when you're listening to this, there are literally a few days left for you to join the October cohort. We are starting on the 3rd of October as you're listening to this. If this is not the week that this has been released, don't worry. It's either going to be open in the show notes or it's going to have a waitlist. So join there. There are always little perks, or you can send me a DM and just make sure that it's right for you. But anyway, the point is, I allow myself to change my mind. And I feel like in the past, I would have judged myself so hard for it. Or at the moment, I haven't really had the mental capacity to show up on Instagram. And again, in the past, I would have freaked out thinking, oh my God. And I'm going to give you a very raw example of some of my thoughts. And that would have been something such as, oh my God, what am I going to do? Because I just went to this new account, technically my old account on Instagram. And what are people going to say that I came back, but I'm not really posting. And my engagement is low because I haven't posted in like a year. And OMG, like I have to show up, with some stories and I have to show my face. But when am I going to do it? Because da da da. Like I would have just had this mental clutter of having these very unhelpful thoughts. Because ultimately, the outcome is the same. Like right now, I don't feel like I am showing up as my best self if I were to show up on Instagram stories every single day as I enjoy to normally. And I sort of thought, okay, so let's just be realistic here. I don't have the mental capacity to show Instagram stories right now for the next probably 2 weeks. Is the world going to end if I don't show up for 2 weeks? No. Is the world going to end if I'm not going to be promoting my offer every single day for 2 weeks? No. Can I still promote my offer 2 weeks from now, 4 weeks from now, 6 weeks from now? Yes, because I am the boss of my business. So I'm making the decision that for now, I'm going to pull back on Instagram stories. I'm going to post if I feel like it, but most likely not really post. And then when future me in 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, whenever, when she has mental capacity, I trust that the first thing she's going to do when she has the capacity for it, she's going to figure out an absolutely badass content strategy that is going to get her people super excited on Instagram. So you're listening to this, you're already here. And I just know that the right things are going to happen because I fully trust myself. And this is just one example of how I remove the drama. And instead of sitting there 5 times a day, opening Instagram and thinking, oh my god, but I really want to post, but what should I post, but this is not good enough, and what are people gonna think, and oh my god, and looking at the calendar and stressing about the fact that, you know, I don't have my Black Friday offer, you know, ready, and all this other shit. And I'm like, no, I'm not available for that. I have become very picky with what I give my time and my energy to, in terms of people, in terms of problems, in terms of projects, in terms of anything. And I want to encourage you to do the same. Do not allow the mental drama into your business. Because I'm telling you now, I'm going to leave you with this. This is the type of emotional intelligence that truly is the biggest differentiator in terms of your entrepreneurial journey and how much you enjoy your journey to success. Because yes, your journey to success will include a lot of strategy, but the journey is not about the strategy. The journey is around how you feel every single day. And just remember that if you're sitting here just obsessing over your results, you're not going to get there in as peaceful and fun of a way as if you're actually going to be doing this kind of work. So this is it. Basically, the biggest change that I've made to my business over the past year has been the fact that I've just said bye-bye to drama. I've just been like, nope, no thank you. And honestly, when I stopped allowing drama into my business, and remember, it is a process. It's not like you switch it on and that's it. Everything is starting to change because I'm just starting to realize that I'm starting to tap a lot more into feminine energy. And when I say feminine energy, I just mean the fact that I'm starting to have more fun. I'm starting to allow myself to realize that things can be very easy while still being successful. And the fact that I get to make my own timeline, because ultimately I started my own business so I can have a lifers business, so I can have freedom. So what's the point of doing all of that if I'm not actually going to enjoy the freedom? And this is specific in this specific case, for example, in my reality right now is that I am choosing freedom of time. That's it. I'm focusing on things that matter to me. I'm focusing on the things that have an quote-unquote expiry date, such as my move, such as, you know, my daughter needing certain things for this, you know, move and so on. So, yeah. Oh my God, I've talked for a while, haven't I? but I'm so excited to have shared this with you because it's quite different for me and I would love to hear your feedback. Let me know. Did you enjoy this? What did it spark up for you? Share it if you enjoyed it and I will speak to you next week in a new episode. Bye. You've been listening to Bold in Business. If today's episode sparks something for you, share it with your audience or a friend who needs to hear it. And if you haven't already, please subscribe and leave us a review because it really helps us to spread the message further. Check out the show notes for more ways to connect and all the details. And until next time, stay bold.